This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, indeed it is. In the Loop on Sports Radio 610, sportsradio610.com, the radio.com app, and live from the Devil's River Whiskey broadcast desk here at the Final Four in San Antonio, thanks to our friends at Bayway Chevrolet as a part of the Texas Sports Tour, taking care of us, the Mad Radio guys at the Houston Open. We're here at the Final Four, Triple Threat, going to get you ready for Astros opening day from Arlington. That's where we all are the next 2 days as part of our Texas Sports Tour here on Sports Radio 610, thanks to Bayway Chevrolet. John Lopez, Cody Stutes here with you until 2. A lot of fun stuff in the books, a lot of fun stuff still to come on the show today. We're having a blast out here at the Final Four, aren't we, Johnny?
We are having an absolute blast. It is, boy, what a great venue. We got a full-size basketball court right in front of us. We got coaches walking by like big-name coaches. We saw Jim Calhoun, former Connecticut coach, UConn coach, walked by. Billy Kennedy from A&M.
Thompson from Florida State.
We didn't ask
him about clock management.
We're going to have Billy Kennedy joining us probably at 12:20. Stay tuned.
Hey, if you're an Aggie fan.
Basketball fan. Either way. Boy, the event's great. I took you to breakfast and a little dive that was big time. This morning, showed you some of the sights and sounds of my old neighborhood, which
the
was
non-Chamber of Commerce
tour. I gave you some background and some stories that maybe one or two could share.
Probably not,
but could maybe some. And it's opening day, for goodness sakes. It's opening day, man, and the Astros are, their lineup is out.
Baseball stuff
is in the midst of where we are. And by the way, Little Houston Open has got a great field out there. We have got you covered in Texas.
Is this the most exciting an opening day has ever been in the city of Houston as far as baseball goes?
Yes. No question. Absolutely no question. I was going to hesitate. I hesitated for a second because after 04, you kind of had a feeling. But I mean, we were covering it. I was there. It was nothing like what we're seeing now. And the reason is, we mentioned it earlier, but for the noon crowd here, I think this team now has an altogether different goal. What is their motto this year? Never settle or something
never
like that?
Never settle.
I'll put it a little differently. I think this team, realistically, is trying to do something that few Major League Baseball teams have done. Every year there's a World Series champion. But few, and you can remember them mostly because of their nicknames, have become a transcendent almost a dynasty or a dynasty.
The Big Red Machine.
Big Red Machine.
The Bronx Bombers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like five different times.
Right. And, yeah. And then, of course, the Braves, whatever they called themselves when they won 11 straight or however many division titles,
yeah,
and the World Championship. So the Astros, they want a nickname, basically. They want an era, you know, and they are
I'm okay with that.
They're equipped to do it.
I'm okay with that, for sure.
The Big Orange.
The Big Orange. How about the Orange Crush?
Well, that's been done with the old Broncos, but
Okay. Let's not do that then.
Yeah. Speaking of the Big Orange, RIP to Rusty Staub for original Colt 45.
Okay. So taking the we'll get to Staub's going to be in what's trending too. So we'll talk a little bit more about him in about 45 minutes. But all right. So just in contention for biggest opening days in Astros history. Okay, obviously, like the first ever time they were the Astros or the Colt 45s, like
no question.
Okay,
Astrodome.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
there's two.
I have to imagine that
81 and 87, because it was after the two playoff runs.
Okay, 81, 87.
So there's four.
95 after the strike, because they were killing kids at strike year.
That was Bagwell's MVP year. Was 94.
Yeah.
2000 Minute Maid Park.
Correct.
So there's six.
2004, Roger.
Yep.
And Roger and Andy. 2005, because they had the run in 04.
Right.
And then,
not really 06. I mean, you kind of thought they were going to be good, but they were already,
yeah, it was, yeah,
it was an old aging team.
Yeah,
Bagwell,
yeah,
was kind of falling apart. But 06 should be on the list somewhere. And then
maybe 16.
Not even last year.
Maybe 16 because of 15's run. But,
yeah, but this, not in the same
this
ballpark.
This is by far the most exciting opening day the Astros have and their fans have ever experienced, ever. And it's going to be a blast. You'll hear some of the highlights of Lance McCullers' interview with Mad Radio here in just a few. But just thinking about this Astros team, and we've done a couple of big-ass Astros questions of the day about this team. But it's just, I mean, there's something for everybody. Do you like the long ball? Okay, well, they got guys that can hit home runs. Do you like guys that are just, you know, batting champions, perennial batting champions? Okay, well, welcome to the reigning MVP, Jose Altuve. You like young guys with fire? Alex Bregman. You like old guys who are the steady hand? All right, Brian McCann there. You know, you got plenty of you got something for everybody on this team. We haven't even mentioned any really into the pitchers either, too.
Yeah, that might be the number one thing to mention. Even though obviously you know everybody thinks of Altuve and Springer now because of what they did in the World Series, but Verlander and company,
Cole you know, in his first year as an Astro.
The more I thought about what I said earlier about Justin Verlander's, you know, what would make him like an MVP candidate again? What is on the table in terms of a record? It's really outrageous that we can legitimately, without people pointing and laughing at us, say, well, Verlander could win 25 games. What?
Right.
He can. I mean, barring injury, barring all the usual, you know, setbacks, at that point, any of those top three guys conceivably could, but Verlander would be the most likely candidate. With that offense backing him up, with his, improvement, as an Astro, since he came up, what'd you say? It was 5-0 with a 1-point-something ERA?
5-0 with a 1.06 ERA.
And a full season. I mean, this potentially could be an incredible, incredible team.
Record for the Astros, they missed it as far as best regular season record by one game last year. This team definitely has best regular season team ever potential. Does this team have Mariners potential? Single season? We talked about it, maybe jinxed it last year, okay? Although this is not the Jinx Show. All those other shows are the Jinx Show.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it last year. Do they have beat the Mariners single-season record potential? This is definitely a squad that's got beat the Mariners single-season record potential.
Look, I'm not going to say anything is, you know, I'm sure there are Astros haters out there that live in our town, you know, Rangers fans or whatever. Like, y'all are nuts. Listen to what you're saying. Verlander could win 25. They can set a major league record for wins in a season. They could have two or three 20-game winners. It does sound outrageous, but is it impossible with this team? No.
That's to me, like, you look at this team, and if you want to find like a couple of different things ready, like I'm not super in love with this bullpen, and you know Ken Giles as a closer may make people squeamish. But you're not going to sit here and find a whole bunch of holes in this team. Going into last year, there were question marks about Giles and the rest of the bullpen, as well as that starting rotation, how good was it going to hold up. Mm-hmm. There are far less questions about both of those things this year, and there's no question in the lineup. They've got something for everybody, okay, in this lineup. It's incredible to watch, and it's going to be just a really, really fun team to watch. They get it started with the Rangers.
And we've been having our, the old big-ass Astros question of the day, who's going to be the, you know, the surprise
Who are you most excited to see?
You know, who's the third MVP candidate? All these things. These words, as long as I've worked in Houston, you know, I even feel a little silly just saying these things, but it's all true. It is all true. That these things are on the table for this Astros team.
Right. Nothing is off the table. Nothing is off the table. And that's fun to say because it's not often that a Houston sports team can walk into the season and they are the unquestioned big dogs, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what the Astros are right now.
Now, they're not without questions, but they're little bitty questions.
Yeah.
Josh Reddick, you know.
Small question.
Small thing. McCann and catching defense. I mean,
small question.
In this era of baseball, it is a small question. I mean, teams just don't run like crazy anymore.
Ken Giles, yeah, question marks, but there are teams that would be dying to have Ken Giles as their closer. these days. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, it's all pretty small stuff. All right, before we talk to Billy Kenny, let's hear some from Lance McCullers. He jumps on with the Mad Radio guys every Thursday. It's exclusive home for Lance McCullers on the radio. It's Mad Radio on Sports Radio 610. And we talked about Justin Verlander, and McCullers did too, and he explained Verlander's intensity and its effect on this team.
He did not approach Verlander. He's very intense. He's very serious. He likes to kind of be in the zone early. I mean, right when he gets to the field. I don't know how early he gets to the zone, like whether it's like a roll out of bed and he's ready to roll, or whether it's a progression throughout the day. But maybe like a fist bump if you like have to run into him, but you try to kind of stay clear.
Isn't that funny?
I love McCullers. Yeah, yeah. You don't approach Verlander. Yeah, you throwing that day? No, I'm not talking to Justin.
Most pitchers are like that. Roger Clemens was flat out scary.
On game days?
Oh, I didn't even – I mean, I like – you know how you walk straight and then you do that big curve around him and then you pick up your straight line? I didn't even walk, you know, straight past him in the clubhouse before. He was scary. And some guys
– pitchers are just weird birds, man.
Yes, but in some guys and I think the vast majority have to have their focus on and you don't say anything to them. Some dudes were like, hey, what's up, Lopez? I'm like, what? You're pitching.
I can't talk to you. I can't talk to you. You're pitching.
It's against
today.
Some kind of rule somewhere.
I'm going to get hit with a foul ball if I talk to you.
and I'm trying to think of a good example of that, but Clemens was just terrifying to even look at.
Of course,
now we all know he's all rubbed up with all the icy hot all
icy
over
hot
his
all
boys.
Over his body.
Yeah. I think it'd make anyone a little irritated.
As impressive as this starting pitching is, and you know, with the question marks that the back end of the bullpen has with Ken Giles, and I know some people are way more sold on Giles than some of us are. The long relief and stuff like that is not anything that you've got any question about on this team. One, because Brad Peacock's the guy, but two, a guy like Colin McHugh now is in the bullpen, and McCullers explained his former starting mate now in the bullpen.
The good thing for Colin is when he first came up, when he was with the Mets, when he was with the Rockies, he was out of the pen. And so I think he has a little bit of an understanding what he has to do, where he has to prepare more, where he maybe need to pull back a little bit. My biggest adjustment, like when I was in the playoffs, it's really about like just throwing, because at the start, you have ample time to warm up. You have, you know, ample time to kind of ease yourself into it. But when you're in the bullpen, they call your name. I mean, you got to be ready to go. So for me, that was the hardest part. I think Colin's going to do a great job with it, and he's going to give us some real quality innings, and we'll be ready to step in for us whenever he's called upon.
I like it. And that's a guy too that, I mean, if you ask Colin McHugh in a perfect world what do you want to do, starting pitching is probably what it's going to be, but being a relief pitcher for the world champions and being the guy that's going to put fires out and they're going to rely on it different times this year, not a bad role to have.
The peer pressure in this bullpen is going to be really fascinating to watch. I mean, because of you know what the pitchers are doing. And then you come in a 3-2 game in the sixth or seventh inning. I mean, you can't fail that. I mean, you can't let people down. So that's going to be a cool thing. And they've got options, you know. The left-handed thing, I think, is another one of the little questions that we talked about.
Yeah, Tony
earlier.
Sipp is the only lefty in the bullpen.
The left-handed thing might be an issue. But here's the other thing, and maybe this is a future big-ass Astros question of the day. What big move will they make? What move will they make by July?
May not need one, man.
May not need one, but I would guess left-handed relief would be the
they'll go get some,
near the top of the list.
They'll get some team that's got a left-handed closer,
yeah,
and they'll snag that guy, and he'll be their left-handed situation guy.
Yeah.
Because they can do stuff like that.
And he can close sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.